Okay. Even though.
Even though.
I'm excited.
I'm excited.
I'm so much closer.
I'm so much closer.
Than ever before.
Than ever before.
And it scares me to death.
It scares me to death.
Because if I don't get it this time.
Because if I don't get it this time.
I'm going to be devastated.
I will be devastated.
This is worse than all the other times.
This is worse than all the other times.
No, it's not.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
It's way worse.
It's way worse.
I can't bear.
I can bear.
One more year.
One more year.
Of missing the chance.
Of missing the chance.
That's what I'm afraid of.
That's what I'm afraid of.
And that's okay. Because 6 months from now, I'll be in the chair, tapping on my fear for residency. I can't win.
I can't win.
I'm going to be really scared if I get it.
What if it's disappointing?
What if it's hard?
What if it isn't all I believe it will be?
And even if it is perfect, I don't know how to be that person.
I don't know how to be that person.
I only know how to be this sad.
I don't know how to be this sad.
Struggling.
Struggling.
Suffering.
Suffering.
Can't have it person.
Can't have it person.
I just can't win.
I just can't win.
It's going to feel awful either way.
It's going to feel awful either way.
It's going to be a lot of responsibility either way. Residency.
Residency.
And all that that means,
all that means
will be a shock.
Will be a shock.
Being stuck another year.
Being stuck another year.
Having to try again.
Having to try again.
Will be a shock.
Will be a shock.
I really can't win.
I really can't win.
My life is gonna change.
My life is gonna change.
Again.
Again.
It'll be a whole another year.
It'll be a whole another year.
Or everything I'm familiar with.
Or everything I'm familiar with.
Will change.
Change.
Getting even closer.
Getting even closer.
Has me realize
how frightening it really is
to be me.
This is really happening to me.
I'm closer than I've ever been.
And the truth is,
that doesn't guarantee anything. And I'm closer than I've ever been.
And the truth is,
I don't really know what that means.
I don't know where I could end up.
I don't know how it's going to turn out.
All the unknown.
All the unknowns.
All the unknowns.
And they could all feel bad.
And
the only thing I'm believing
that could feel good
is getting accepted
into a residency.
This is really happening to me.
And
even though I've survived
and
done well
through
numerous years
of
not making it,
I
sure don't want to do that again. And
I have zero control.
And I won't get my answer quickly.
I pretty much have to
suffer
for
the next 3.5 months.
Not knowing.
Not knowing.
Not knowing
for 3.5 months.
Do I reach deep
and
try again
if I don't make it?
Do I leave behind everybody I know
and
move out of state
if I do make it?
All the ways,
I just can't win.
I know what I want.
I think I know what I want.
It's not true.
But I have crystal clarity
on
what I don't want.
I
don't want to go through this again.
Too much.
Too many times.
Even though I know it's
not rejection.
It's not personal.
It feels just like rejection.
It feels very
personal.
And
I don't know if I can do it again.
Of course I can do it again.
What else would I do?
Wouldn't it be nice
if I could acknowledge
all the horrible
emotions,
all the fear,
all the doubt,
all the hope,
all the faith,
all the excitement,
all the fear,
all the doubt,
all the hope,
all the faith,
all the fear of disappointment.
This endless loop.
This endless
loop.
I wish for a moment.
Actually,
I wish for 3.5 months. I could let go
of the intensity.
Having all my dreams come true
does not really define me.
Yes, it does.
Yes, it does.
No, it doesn't.
No, it doesn't.
It's so hard
to know what I want
and have it just out of reach.
And I'm not sure
how I would deal with that
one more time.
All these fears.
All these fears.
I want the fear of the unknown.
I want to get great
at experiencing
the fear of the unknown.
I'm actually fearless
facing the unknown.
I'm actually great
now
at facing the unknown.
I don't want to face disappointment.
That's the only fear
that's chewing me up
and seems like
might spit me out.
The fear of disappointment.
Again.
The fear of disappointment.
My disappointment.
My family's disappointment.
My friend's disappointment.
All the people who are supporting me.
Their disappointment.
It's really disappointing
to come this far
and not get accepted into a program.
And it's not just me.
It's all the residents before me
and after me
who deserved a chance
and didn't get it.
And that's so sad.
That's so sad.
And I know what it's like
to be one of them.
This fear of disappointment.
I don't want to resonate with the fear of disappointment.
I'd like to choose.
I don't know if I can choose.
I'm much more familiar with disappointment.
That is no longer true.
That used to be true.
Now more familiar
with the fear of the unknown.
Because I've been taking risks.
I've been stepping out of my comfort zone
for years now.
I'm a different person.
So wouldn't it be nice
if my emotional body
could relax?
Disappointment.
If I'm disappointed in January,
I had to deal with it then.
If I get into residency,
and I'm disappointed in the program,
or the city,
I'll have to deal with it then.
I don't want to get a jump start now.
I want to enjoy this time.
This not knowing time.
This time
where success
can really actually happen.
I really want to enjoy it.
I can't enjoy it.
It's always turned out horribly.
Previously.
This time,
I really want to enjoy it.
Because if I'm disappointed in January,
it's all I'll have.
And I will try again.
So wouldn't it be nice
if I could align,
truly align,
mind,
heart,
body,
even memories.
I want to align.
I've been let down
quite a few times,
but not as many
times
as I've been helped,
surprised,
amazed,
and proud of myself.
Over the past 3 years,
I've literally had
more successes
than rejection.
More successes
than disappointment.
I want to align to that truth.
And it's really hard.
Because disappointment
is so common on earth
that if I'm not paying attention
for just one moment,
I can resonate with it,
drown in it,
suffocate in it.
Quickly.
And I don't want to be that person.
It is not my turn
to be disappointed.
It is not my turn
to be disappointed.
Oh, it'll be my turn again.
With something.
But not right now.
Not right now.
It's just not my turn
to resonate with disappointment.
It is my turn.
To resonate
with the wonderful success,
the wonderful growth
of me.
I'm published.
I'm different.
I have letters of recommendation.
I'm different
than I've ever been before.
I'm different.
It's my turn
to resonate
with the energy
of success.
Of expansion,
of evolution,
of the unknown,
in a positive way.
I give myself permission
to feel all of it,
and then to firmly choose
in the joy,
the success
that I keep growing into.
I want to pick
me
and all the things I've gotten right,
and let go of the fear of disappointment
for just a few months.
Just a few months.
I really want to let that go
because I don't control the outcome.
And until it's over,
all I have
are these next few months
of possibility.
A potential
of wonderful surprises,
more opportunities.
I want to resonate
with the energy of solution
because it's just not my turn.
It's just not my turn
to know disappointment
right now.
Oh, I've known it
intimately.
I've known it.
And I may know it again.
I absolutely will know it again.
Somebody's going to let me down.
I might let myself down.
Something will tick me off.
I'm going to know disappointment again.
It's a given.
My car.
Money.
Family.
Colleagues.
Teachers.
Friends.
Politics.
I'm going to be disappointed.
That happens on earth.
All the time.
Right now.
It's not my turn.
Right now.
I get to live in the frequency
of positive expectation.
I get to live
in the resonance
of possibility.
I embrace
the frightening
unknown
of possibility.
Okay, big breath.